All right, our daf today is Mem Beis. We're going to begin towards the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Remember again, we left off, we're in the sugi now in this new parak of Misho Ziu. So this parak is talking about, well, this parak like is talking about Tchumen. But specifically what this parak is focusing on so far is this idea when things have a particular tchumati at the beginning of Shabbos, and then ultimately their circumstances change, and usually, or I should say their location changes, how does change of location impact on the tchum? So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Amar HaPapa, this is from the bottom, Amar HaPapa, Peros sheyotzu chutz l'tchum. If your fruit, you have fruit that went out of the tchum. Now, I remember, let's assume for a moment that my fruit is with me. My fruit is with me. Let me say differently. Fruit objects have a tchum also. We haven't got into this yet. But we're going to see is objects have a tchum. Now, again, as we saw earlier in the last parak, again, if they're chefse, hefgraf, they don't belong to anyone, then their tchum is established, the makum shvi says, the place where they are at the onset of Shabbos. Otherwise, my objects have my tchum. Objects have my tchum. So now the Gemara says, what if you have peros, you have fruit, that were taken outside of their tchum? The chazrum, and what happens? Then they were brought back into their tchum. So what's the halacha? Even if they are purposely moved, they have not lost their tchum. My timer, what's the reason for that? Anusininu, Rabbi means the fruits aren't anus, right? The fruits, it's no different to a certain degree than the case of Mishotziuhu Nachrim, right? So the fruits aren't anus, they were brought out, they are brought back in. They still have the same tchum. Esvei Rav Yosef Bar Shemaya Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef Bar Shemaya, brings up a kasha against the Rav Papa. Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omrim, the Olam Asurim, in truth, the fruit themselves are Asur, Ad Shiyachseru Limkoman Shogigin, until they are brought back into the Tchum B'Shogig. So you're both like, according to this approach of Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Lazar, so if the fruit was removed from the Tchum, the only time that it once again regains that Tchum is if it was brought back b'shogeg. If it was brought back b'mezid, then Lamai said that would be a maisa avera. Be a maisa avera to bring it back into the tchum. You're carrying something back into the tchum. And therefore, it can't be nana from maisa avera. If they are brought back b'shogeg, then you could go ahead and assume that they regain their tchum. So the Gemara says, shogeg b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. So it's only if the fruit are brought back b'shogeg that they regain their tchum, but not b'mezid. This contradicts Rav Papa, to which the Gemara says it's not a contradiction. Tanoihi. In reality, it's a machlokas tanoim. This sanya, peros sheyatza chutz l'tchum. If you have fruit that went outside of their tchum, as you would see, the fruit went outside. The fruits were taken outside of the tchum. B'shogeg yochlu. Now again, about said the case over here has to be that then they were brought back in. Well, actually, I take that back. So fruits were taken out of their tchum. So if they were taken out of the tchum, b'shogeg yochlu, they could be eaten. Rashi says b'shogeg yochlu b'makom shehin sham. If there was fruit taken out of the tchum, so they may be eaten. Where may they be eaten? In the place where they are. In the place where they are. So let's say Reuven's tchum happens to overlap in the place where the fruit is right now. Lemaisa, the fruit can be consumed. However, b'mezid lo yochlu. But if the fruit were taken out of the tchum, b'mezid, then they may not be eaten. They may not be eaten. Half of members. Rabbi Nechemiah says, "Bimkoman yochlu, shelo bimkoman lo yochlu." So Rabbi Nechemiah says, "Well, if they were brought back into their place," Rashi says, "Im chazru limkoman yochlu." If they were taken back into their original location, they can be eaten. Aval shelo bimkoman called manchin chutz l'tchum lo yochlu. So Rabbi Nechemiah says, "Well, say like this: if the fruit was taken out and then taken back in, then you could eat the fruit. However, if the fruit are still outside of their original tchum, they may not be eaten. My bim koman, what does it mean they were taken back to their place? Ile ma bim koman b'mezid. So if you say that it means they were taken out of the tchum b'mezid and returned back to the tchum b'mezid. The ha katani behedya, but we learned already, immediately beforehand, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omrim, li olam asurin ach yachsru lim koman shogayin. But yet we just learned before that what Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Eliezer are of the opinion that the only time you could eat the fruit if they were returned to the tchum is what? If they were to return to the tchum, b'shogeg. B'shogeg in, b'mezid lo. Elav b'mkoman b'shogeg. Rather, it must be that they are returned back to their place, b'shogeg. V'chisuri mechstra v'hohi katoni. And in reality, the braisa is missing a part. And this is what it means to say. Peros sheyatzu chutz l'tchum b'shogi yochlu. If peros were taken outside of their tchum, if they were taken out b'shogi, then they can be consumed. B'mezid, if they were taken, right? But if they were taken out intentionally, lo yochlu, they may not be consumed. B'medvar mamurim, when is that true? Shelo bimkoman. That's only true if they're not in their original place. Abal bimkoman, but if they were taken back to their original place, meaning they were taken out of their tchum and then returned back to the tchum, then what? Afilu b'mezid yochlu. So we'll say, according to this first approach in the Braisa, that l'maisa, when are we mechalik, when do we make a distinction between if the fruits were taken out of the mezid or b'shogeg, that's when the fruits are now outside of their tchum. But if the fruits were taken back to their tchum, then what? Then l'maisa, you could eat the fruit even if the fruits were taken back to the original tchum, b'mezid. V'asir Rabbi Nechemiah le'meimar, and Rabbi Nechemiah comes along to say, afilu bimkoman nami b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. So even Rabbi Nechemiah comes along to say that what? That if they were returned to their place, then even afilu bimkoman b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. So the Gemara says, I just lost the place here. V'asir Rabbi Nechemiah le'meimar, afilu bimkoman nami b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. And Rabbi Nechemiah comes along to say that Lamaisa, even if they return to their place, the only time you could eat it is if they were returned b'shogeg, but if they are returned b'mezid, you may not go ahead and eat it. So we'll say, so now, to pause here for just a moment. So the Gemara is now suggesting that the fundamental machlokis over here is the following two-part machlokis. If the fruit was taken out of its tchum, so now the question is, it's in a new place. So there's been a maisa aveira that's happened, right? Because the fruit has a tchum also. The act of taking the fruit out of the tchum is a maisa aveira, but still a violation of a prohibition. So the shayla is now, can you get benefits from the fruit? So the Gemara says, it depends. If it was removed with shogi, you can eat it. If it was removed with mezid, you can't eat it. Now, what if it was taken back? Now, what happens if it's taken back into its makom? So the first opinion says, if it was taken back even b'mezid, you can still go ahead and eat it. Why? Because legabe the fruit, nothing's happened. It's ki'ilu, nothing's happened. The fruit is right back where it started. So what does it matter if the fruit was taken out? When you eat that fruit, you're not going to be nana from a maisa aveira, because it's as if the fruit was never moved. And therefore, the first opinion says that even if the fruit was moved b'mezid, l'maisa, you can still go ahead and get hana from it. You can still eat it. The second thing that comes up with Rabbi Nechemiah and says, no, even if when it was returned back to its place, the only time you could eat it is if what? Is if you went ahead and you got, and it was returned b'shogeg. But if it was returned b'mezid, you would not be permitted to get benefit from it. To which the Gemara says, lo, maybe not. B'mezid bim koman, to kuli alma lo pligi da aser. So now the Gemara suggests, maybe not. Maybe when the fruit was returned to its original place, intentionally, b'mezid, everyone agrees that it's aser. Everyone agrees that you may not get, that you may not eat it. V'hacha, and over here, b'shogeg below b'mkoman pligi. Here I will say, what is the machlokes? The machlokes is when the fruit was removed from its tchum, now it's outside of its tchum, b'shogeg. Tanakama savar b'shogeg shari. Shelo b'mkoman. The Tanakama holds that when ultimately the fruit is removed from its tchum, and now it's in a different place than its original tchum, but it was removed b'shogeg, you're permitted to get benefit from it. For Rabbi Nechemiah says, afilu shogeg bimkoman in, shelo bimkoman lo. And Rabbi Nechemiah says, that lemaisa, shogeg only works bimkoman, but shelo bimkoman, meaning shogeg only works if what? If you went ahead and you accidentally then, or you unintentionally returned the fruit back to the original tchum, then you could eat the fruit. But if the fruit outside of its original place cannot be eaten, even if it was moved b'shogeg, I v'hamid diktani seifa, Rabbi Nechemiah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omrim, the olam asur at shiachsur l'koman shogegin. I bet the end of the Brice, it says that Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hold that the fruit is asur until it's returned to its original place b'shogeg, shogeg in mezid lo. Obviously, according to the Rabbi Nechemiah, then it's only if it was returned b'shogeg, not b'mezid. Michlal de Tanakama savar b'mezid nami shari. It sounds like according to the Tanakama that b'mezid it would also be mutter shmamina. The Gemara says enoch inami. That is a good inference. So I will say what comes out over here in this particular machlokes what comes out of it in this particular machlokes is a twofold machlokes. Number one, if the fruit is removed from its tchum, if the fruit is initially removed from its tchum, and now it's in a new place outside of its tchum, can you eat the fruit? Can you eat the fruit? So this is a machlokes. This is a machlokes. So one opinion will say, as long as it was done b'shogeg, but not the mezid. Other opinion says, even b'shogeg will be aser. What happens if l'maisa, the fruit is returned back to its tchum? So again, also another machlokes, Rabbi Nechemiah Tanakama. Rabbi Nechemiah will say that as long as it was returned back b'shogeg, you can eat it, but b'mezid, you can't. And apparently, according to the Tanakama, even if it was returned the mezid, you still could go ahead and eat it, because the maisa, once it's returned back to its tchum, it's as if it never left, and therefore no chilek between whether it was returned b'shogeg or b'mezid.
And according to
the
b'shogeg does it matter how it got out?
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, correct. As long as it gets
back. Out the mezid and come back.
Correct. That is correct. That is correct.
What's the size of the tchum of pears?
2,000 ounces. Everything's too correct. Everything 2,000. So I'll just tell you, just the ma'aseh, the way the Rambam paskins on this. Actually, I think it's a Shulchan Aruch also paskins this way. I saw the Rambam paskins like that last line on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, which is that the perosh yatzah chutz l'tchum b'shogeg yochlu the mezid lo yochlu. That la'ma'aseh, if they went ahead and they were removed from the tchum b'shogeg, you can eat the fruit. This would be outside of the tchum. Right, but lemaisa, if they were returned back, if they were taken out the mezid, that would be a maisa avera, maisa malacha. And remember, on Shabbos you can't get hana'ah from a maisa avera. So if it was taken out b'shogeg, you could go and eat the fruit, assuming that your tchum overlaps with the new location of the fruit. The mezid you would not be permitted to. What happens if you return it? That was, we're not finished with that yet.
And mezid means he intentionally takes it outside of the tchum.
Correct.
Not saying intentionally carrying it and it ends up outside.
That is correct. That's right. My intention is to remove it from the tchum. No, not in this case. Remember, you can't get hana from the ma'aseh of a guy either. So the Gemara says, "Vayter." Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel. Haye mahalich ve'eni yodei tchum Shabbos. Was an interesting statement. Let's say a person's walking and a person doesn't know the tchum Shabbos. Right? They'll say, "All right, what do I know from 2,000 hours?" Right? So what do you do? So mahalich ap hayim pesios beinonios v'zoi tchum Shabbos. Walk 2,000 regular steps. Make sure to keep count. Right, 2,000 regular steps, and that's your tchum Shabbos. Right, there's an app for that. It doesn't work on Shabbos, though. Right, so go ahead and walk 2,000 regular steps, and that's your tchum Shabbos. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Shavas bebika v'kifua nachrim. So what's an interesting case? Let's say I establish my makom shvisa in a bika. Bika is an open field. It's an open field, and what happened? Then v'kifua nachrim means non-Jews created a mechitza around me. So I'll say the case over here is I set up makom shvisa in an open area, which means that my 2,000 amos. So when you set up a makom shvisa in an open area, so your makom shvisa is dalar amos. It's dalar amos, and so I have 2,000 amos from my dalar amos makom shvisa. Then on Shabbos, he says nachrim because Jews are not building anything on Shabbos. The non-Jews erect a wall around me. They left out the walls for me. They have to put up a wall around me. So now what happens? The bika in which my makom shvisa is now happens to be an enclosed area. Of course, the difference is that it was not enclosed before Shabbos. It became enclosed on Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, so also just so you understand the tension over here. Remember, if you would normally establish a makom shvisa in an enclosed area, so at least according to one opinion in our Mishnah, an enclosed area has the status of what? Dal Ramas. This is the machlokes in Rabbi Gamliel and the others in the Mishnah as to how do you look at an enclosed area. Is an enclosed area Dal Ramas, or is an enclosed area as large as it is? So what's interesting over here is now you're going to have an enclosed area, but it was not enclosed at the onset of Shabbos. So the shaila is, how does this work lagabe my tchum? So the Gemara says, Shavas Babika, Vikifuam Nachrim, so Vikifuam Nachrim Mechitza B'Shavas, Mahalech Alpayim Amma. So my tchum is still my same 2,000 amos, which are measured by from the Dalet amos of my original Makom Shavisa. Umetaltel Bekula Ayidei Zrika. But this is very interesting. You know what I can do? I can carry throughout the entire enclosed area by throwing. Now we'll say, what does that mean? Now let's assume for a moment that the entire enclosure is larger than 2,000 amos. Let's just say, for argument's sake, the enclosure is 3,000 amos. Okay. So now what ends up happening is I have 2,000 amos tchum, but yet the enclosure still encloses another 1,000 amos. So my mobility is limited to the 2,000 amos as measured by my original makum shvisa. Because remember, according to this first approach, as far as my tchum is concerned, tchum is established when? At the onset of Shabbos. So at the onset of Shabbos, there was no wall, there was no enclosure, so the fact that it was built over Shabbos doesn't make a difference for my tchum. So my tchum is going to be limited to my 2,000 amos. But, I can technically carry in the rest of the enclosed area. Because since the area is enclosed, that permits carrying. Of course, you have a little bit of a problem, which is what? You can't carry because you're limited mobility. But you know what you can do? You can walk to the edge of your tchum and you could throw an object. So you'd be permitted to go ahead and throw an object even past the distance of your tchum, because now this enclosed area has the status of what? Of a Rishus HaYachid, in which there is no Isra of Tiltul. So technically speaking, you can, this sounds strange, but you can carry for a greater distance that you can travel, because your traveling is limited by your tchum, but your carrying is not, because you are an enclosed Rishus HaYachid. I'm sorry. Apparently. So we're going to see. Rav Huna Amar, Mahalich HaPayim Amo, Umetaltel Dalet Amos. Rav Huna says, no, absolutely not. Michael, this is the next line. So right, Rav Huna says, you could walk 2,000 Amos, meaning you have your Tchum, but you can't carry more than Dalet Amos. So what does this seem to be saying? Take a look at Rashi. We'll say umetaltel dalet amos ba'arba amos. Rashi says ki'ilu lo haitza sham mechitza, as if there was no partition there. Utfei me'arba lo, you can't carry any more than dalet amos. Va'afilu bezrika, even with throwing. Delo shanilan bein betiltel ki orche the tiltel bezrika ela b'makom shemutzel taltel. So according to the second approach, you have your tchum. That's fine. I always argue with your tchum, but you don't even have the right to carry anywhere beyond your dalet amos, right? Because after all, lemaisa, again, apparently what the second thing we seem to be saying is Rav Huna, who seems to be saying is like Michael was just saying before, that the same way that those mechitzos don't work to enlarge your tchum. Who says that those mechitzos work to create a Rishus HaYachid? We always assume that everything is forged at Bein HaShmashos on the onset of Shabbos. Someone says, one second. V'netaltel v'kula ayidei zirika. But why don't we allow you to go ahead and at least carry throughout the area ayidei zirika, like the previous opinion said, to which the Gemara said, Shema yimashech achar chafetzo. Rav Huna is concerned, Rabbi Osele, what's going to happen? If you tell someone, you can walk 2,000 amos, but what, you can carry even more, so to speak, by throwing, there's a concern that if we allow you to throw past the 2,000 amos, what may happen? You may come to go past your tchum. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, at least, ba'apayim mihas l'taltel, but Rabbi Osele, Rav Huna then says, remember, you can only carry where? In your dalet amos. If Rav Huna is concerned that you're going to follow your object past your tchum, I understand that, but at least let him carry in the 2,000 amos that I'm permitted to move in. To which the Gemara says, "Miras litaltel ki orchei, mishum dahavim ki mechitza shenifritza bimelo al lemakom ha'asrala." Because according to Rav Huna, both say, you know what this case is like? We had this, right? This is like a case of a mechitza, of an area that was breached into another area in which carrying is prohibited, which then prohibits carrying in the original area as well. So for example, Rabbi Osei, if you have a chatzar, and one wall of the chatzar is totally breached into Rosh Sarabim, so Rosh Sarabim is an area that you can't carry in. If you have a Roshus that is breached into another Roshus which you can't carry in, that what? That prohibits the original Roshus as well. So therefore, according to Rav Huna, he will say that my tchum, it's like it's breached. The 2,000 amos is like it's breached into an area that I can't carry in, which is the additional 1,000 amos of enclosure. And because of that, according to Rav Huna, that restricts carrying even where? Even in my original 2,000 amos. And therefore, the only area, according to Rav Huna, I could carry in is my dalet amos. So we'll say, what we have so far is Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman tells us again, Lemaisa, I have my original 2,000 amos, I'm Makom Shvisa, I could carry in the 2,000 amos, and I could throw beyond the 2,000 amos. According to Rav Huna, I have my 2,000 amos, but I could only carry where? In my original dalet amos. No further. Chiyabarav Amar, Mahalich HaPayim Amos. So Chiyabarav says, I agree. You have 2,000 amos in which you are permitted to travel. You could walk. Umetaltel ba'alpayim amo. You can carry in your 2,000 amos. Kiman. So whose opinion does this reflect? Delo krav Nachman, udelo krav Huna. It's not like Rav Nachman. That's not like Rav Huna, right? The Gemara says, "Ema metaltel barba." Rather than say that he holds that you can carry in dalat amos. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi hanid Rav Huna." If that's the case, and he holds like Rav Huna, "Ema bechin amar Rav Chiya barav." So to say enech nem. The way you should phrase it is, and so too Rabbi Chiya barav said like Rav Huna, "Amar li Rav Nachman Rav Huna." So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, so remember, just keep the shito straight. Rav Nachman said you could walk 2,000 and carry in 2,000 and even throw past 2,000. Rav Huna said you could walk 2,000 but only carry in dalat amos. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, lo tiflag alei de Shmuel. You shouldn't argue on that which Shmuel said. Disanya kavasi, because there's a brisa like him. What did Shmuel say? Disanya. Now also remember, what Rav Nachman was saying was, remember, Rav Nachman actually quoted Shmuel in his ruling. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that when you have this case of, again, I set up a makom shvis in the Bika, the Nachrim made a mechitza around me on Shabbos, that I have 2,000 amos to walk, 2,000 amos to carry because I'm in an enclosure and I could throw even further. That was in the name of Shmuel. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, I just want to tell you, it's really not a good idea to argue on Shmuel. Right? You can argue on me, but don't argue on Shmuel. This Sanya, because the Raisa says, Hayamodeid ba. Was an interesting case. If a person was measuring his tchum, the kolsa midasa bechatzi ha'ir. And what happens? The measure of my tchum ends up in the middle of the city. So it's been a while since we've had a picture. It's actually very exciting. It's not really much to look at here. Okay, so fine. Whatever. It's not. I'm saying even people with limited imagination can figure this one out. Right, so I'm measuring my tchum, and what happens? My tchum ends in the middle of a city. Now, I also remember when we speak about a city in Ir, an Ir is walled. So my tchum ends in the middle of a walled city. So now the Gemara says, Mutter letalta b'chol ha'ir kula. You can carry in the entire city. You can carry in the entire city. O bilvad shelo ya'avar es ha'tchum b'raglav. So I will say, as long as you don't actually travel anywhere past your tchum. It's a very strange statement. So now my tchum ends in the middle of the city, my 2,000 amos in the middle of the city, so the Gemara says, good news is you can carry throughout the entire city, but you can't walk one step beyond your tchum. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, v'may netaltel, so how exactly does that work? How exactly am I permitted to carry throughout the tchum if I can't walk past my tchum? Lav al yidei zrika. Oh, what's the case? The case is where my mobility is restricted to my tchum, but I can throw the object past my tchum as well. Shabbos said, this is the same tension. Because remember, what's happening in both of these, what Rav Nachman is saying is this price apparently is in accordance with Shmuel. So it's the same idea. In both cases, your tchum ends in the middle of a walled area. So your mobility is limited by your tchum. That's just a fact. But at the end of the day, you don't have to ignore the fact that now you are within an enclosure. Once you're in an enclosure, the din of hotzah, the din of carrying, or the din ultimately of movement of the object is not restricted. So my mobility is restricted. The movement of my object, because it's in an enclosed area, is not restricted. Therefore, Shmuel says, I can't move anymore, but I can throw the object. Rav Huna, lo. So Rav Huna would, so remember, I will say, Rav Nachman brings this braisa, which is the opinion of Shmuel, to support his view, which is the view of Shmuel, and to argue in Rav Nachman. Because remember, what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman was of the opinion that when you have a case like this, you have your tchum, you have your 2,000 amos, but what? Your ability to carry is limited to the dalat amos of your original makom shvisa. Some Rav Huna says, no, al yedei meshicha. When it says that you can go ahead and, so to speak, carry throughout the entire city, it's not talking about zrika, it's talking about meshicha. What does that mean? Shabbos said, if there happens to be an object that is lying outside of your tchum, but you happen to have, let's say, a rope in your hand that's attached to the object, you could pull that object into your tchum. Now, the reason why Rav Huna would allow that as opposed to throwing the object is because Rav Huna feels, remember, what's Rav Huna's whole concern? Rav Huna's whole concern is that if we allow you to go ahead and use the object and throw the object past your tchum, there's a concern that you're going to go after it, and you're going to go past your tchum as well. And again, so once Rav Huna does that, and again, so the bika case is even more, because the bika case, then it's the bika, it's the makum, the tchum is open to an area where you can't carry, which then prohibits carrying even in your tchum area. Rav Huna would say that in the case where you have the rope and you're pulling the object towards you, apparently with pulling, there's no concern that you're going to go ahead and leave your tchum to retrieve the object. So Arba said, all Rav Huna does is says to Rav Nachman, I'm just telling you, your braisa is not as conclusive of a proof as you think, because you interpret your braisa as allowing throwing. I could just as easily reinterpret the braisa as referring to what? As referring to pulling. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Hayah Modeid Uba, V'kal Samidasa V'chatzi Ha'ir. If a person, again, was measuring his tchum, and the tchum ends, a person was measuring his tchum, and the tchum ends in the middle of a chatzer. In the middle of a chatzer. So in this case, not a city, in the middle of a chatzer. So, ein lo elo chatzi chatzer. He only has half a chatzer. Now, also remember, the assumption over here also is that a chatzer is enclosed. Right? So he only has half a chatzer, which is another way of saying, remember, the havamina is, that if your tchum ends up in an enclosed area, so what should happen? You should get the entire enclosed area, because the truth is an entire enclosed area is like one rishus. So kamash bolam, that's not the case. And by the way, everybody agrees with that. The question is just how much do you agree with it? So Rav Nachman will say, I agree with it out mobility, but not out transport of an item. You could still transport the item throughout the entire area, but your mobility is limited. See, here comes along Rav Huna, and Rav Huna restricts not just mobility, but also the ability to transport an item. So the Gemara says, Peshitta, okay, I understand, you've already established this, that for your tchum, you only get literally the measurement of your tchum, to which the Gemara says, Ema, yesh lo chatzi chatzer. No, rather phrase it as, he has half a chatzer. The chiddush is that he still has half a chatzer. Gemara says, "Hainami pshita." Okay, I get it. You have a chatzer. I understand. Ma'od teima. What would I have thought? Leichosh dilma asi letaltulei bekula. I might have thought maybe we shouldn't give you any of the chatzer because you may come to carry throughout the entire area. Kamashlon, that's not the case. Kamashlon, that we allow you to measure your chatzer. You get what you get, and that's all. Okay, fine. To which the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Modeli Huna." So Rav Nachman's not finished. And Rav Nachman says, Rav Huna, I want you to at least admit to me in the following case. Haya modeit uba v'kal samidaso asvas tikra. Also listen to this case. Let's say I'm measuring my tchum, and my tchum ends literally right by a demolished house. But I will say, in this case, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Haya modeit uba v'kal samidaso asvas tikra. Rashi says, Kineget svas hakirui. So what's the case? So that my tchum ends right at the edge of the roof of the home. But the house itself is outside my tchum. So listen to this. So imagine this case. I'm measuring my tchum, and my tchum ends at a, let's call it a vacant house or a demolished house. But the house is not totally demolished. The walls are standing, and the roof is there. So now, listen to this case. So Rav Nachman wants to suggest the following. Rav Huna. Okay, Rav Huna. At least admit to me in the following case. My tchum ends at the edge of this house. So can I just say, 2,000 amos ends right at the edge of the roof. And what am I looking at right in front of me? An open house, an open contained area. So the Gemara says, So Rav Huna, admit to me at least, mutter l'talta b'chalabayis. At least admit to me that you would be permitted to go ahead and carry throughout this entire house. Now also, when we say carry, what do we mean? We mean throw the object, right? Remember, you can't walk into it because then the tchum ended. But at least admit to me, Huna, in this case, that you'd be permitted to go ahead and throw an object in there. My time, what's the reason? Hoil v'tikras habayis chovetes. Because since the edge of the roof, chovetes literally means comes down. So what's that? What Rav Nachman is suggesting to Rav Huna is like this. Rav Huna, what's your concern? Your concern always is that if we allow you to go ahead and throw past your 2,000 amos, that what's going to happen? you're going to come to go ahead and throw at, go after it as well. So Nachman says, Rafuna, at least admit to me in this case, where you have a clear demarcation. What's the clear demarcation, according to Rav Nachman? It's the edge of the roof. Since the edge, so we'll say, since also remember, under certain circumstances, we've seen this already before, we'll come to it later on in our sugyas as well, that there's a concept of pitikra yori vesosi. There's a concept that the edge of the roof could descend downward and create the mechitza, create the partition. So Nachman says to Rafuna, at least admit to me in this case, where there is a clear demarcation between the area where your tchum ends versus the next area, that you should be permitted to throw the object into the house. Why? Because since there's a clear demarcation, then what? Then what? Then lamaisa, there is no concern that you're going to go after the object. Okay, so Rav Huna does not respond to this. Okay, so Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Nassim, Ki Tanoi. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Nassim says, in reality, this is Machlokes Tanoi. Holy Chuhu Li Iracheres. If they took a person, they took a Jew to another city. We saw this in the Mishnah. Vinasnuhu Bedir Obesar. And they put him in a corral or in an enclosure. So we'll say, now this is our Shilas. The question is now, I'm outside of my original Tchum, but I'm now in an enclosed area. So what's the halach? What's my mobility? Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Umri Mahalich is Kulom. So Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, the entire area is considered like your Dalar Abbas. So even if the enclosure is much larger, that entire area is your Dalar Abbas. Your Dalar Abbas. So Rashi says over here, by the way, Ki Tanoi, Rashi says, Igaz Rinon Shemi Yimashaych Ilo. So the Machlok is what the Gemara is suggesting is, do we see that you will come to go ahead, and if we give you the ability to transport an item further than your tchum, will you come to follow that item or not? So here you have Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying that if you're in the enclosed area, that entire enclosed area becomes your rishus. Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva omrim. On the other hand, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva say, Ein lo ela arba amos. You only have four amos. My love, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, do amru mahalich eskula. So is it not that when Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold that you have the entire enclosure for your dalal amos on Shabbos, dilo gozri hiluch dir v'sahar atu hiluch bebika? They're not concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and walk in the deer and the sahar, this enclosure, that you'll come to go ahead and violate your tchum in the bika. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Dilo gozri hiluch dir v'sahar." That we're not concerned if we allow you to go ahead and move in the corral or in the enclosure that the Nachrim put you in. Atu hiluch tibika. The inba mechitzos. The hasam ein lo ela dalet amos. Kidistan berish pirkin. Upidir besar afagav de lo shavas ba'aver mechitzos sin mi ba'ol yom. Ke'ar ba'amos damyon. Hoel uba ones yotza mitchumos. So we'll say, listen to this. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are clearly not concerned about the following. They're not concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and use and walk throughout this entire area of the enclosure, that what may you come to do? You may come to go ahead and walk beyond your Dalet Amos in a bika, in a field, in an open field. Now, also remember, if you set up your Makom Shvisa in a bika, right? So, I'm sorry, let me take that back. If, let's say, remember the case of where, let's say, Nachrim took you out of your Tchuman Shabbos and put you in a bika, in an open field. So what do you have? Dalet Amos. That's all. So now, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that if Nachum took me and put me in an enclosed area, then what do I have? I have the entire area. So apparently, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel are not concerned that because we give you that entire area of the enclosure, that you're going to think that you have 2,000 amos if they transport you into a field. Because a person is going to realize that there's a chilik between being put in an enclosed area versus being put in an open area. Umidihiluch atu hiluch lo gazri. And since they are not concerned of one case of hiluch, about another case, because we're not concerned that if we give you the entire space of the corral, that you're going to think that you have 2,000 amos when the Nachrim place you in an open field on Shabbos, tiltu atu hiluch lo gazri. So therefore, we're also not concerned about tiltu atu hiluch. What does that mean, Abosai? That we're also not going to be concerned that in a case of where, let's say, your tchum opens up into an enclosed area, that's what? That although your mobility is limited to 2,000 amos, they would allow you to throw the object even further, and we're not concerned that what? That by allowing you to throw the object, you will come to follow the object past your tchum. So we'll say, the logic is a little bit strained, as the Gemara is going to speak about, but let's go through it nevertheless. So again, once Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are not concerned about hiluch atu hiluch, We're not concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and walk in the enclosed corral, that you're going to think that you have similar space, 2,000 amas, in a case where the Nachrum transplanted you on Shabbos into an open field. So too, we're also not concerned that where your tchum ends off in an enclosed area, we're not concerned that if we allow you to throw the object past the tchum, that's what? That you'll come to follow the object into that tchum. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, to Omrim Inlo Ela Arba Amos. I with Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, who hold Rabbi said that in the case of where the Nachrim transplant me into the corral on Shabbos. Now, the Nachrim are taking me and putting me into an enclosed area on Shabbos. Now, what happens? They hold, they only have Arba Amos. I only have Dalet Amos. Why? The Gazri Hiluch Dir Vesahar Otu Hiluch Tebika. Because apparently Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Kiva are concerned about what Rabbi say, that if we allow you to go ahead and what? Walk throughout the entire area of the enclosed corral on Shabbos, what may you think? You may think that in the case of where the Nachrim transplant you to the field, that's what? That you also have 2,000 hours. And of course, that's not the case. Umi Dehiluch Otu Hiluch Gazri. And since Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yoshua are concerned that if we allow you to travel, if we allow you to walk past your Dalet Amos in the corral, that you'll come to walk past Dalet Amos in the open field, then what? Then Tiltul Atu Hiluch Nami Gasri. Then clearly they would also hold that we will not allow you to throw an object past the 2,000 Amos, even in an enclosed area, because if we allow you to throw it, then what? Then you may come to follow the object past your Tchum as well. So the Gemara says, Mimai, why do you make that connection? Dilma kilo gazi Rabbi Gamil of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria hiluch dir hiluch sar v'dir atu hiluch bika hani mili hasam d'shnei makomos hein. We'll say maybe the reason why Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria are not gozer that they allow you to go ahead and walk in the enclosed area, the dir v'sar, even though what? They only give you Dalet Amos in the case where you're transplanted to an open area. And we're not concerned that if they give you the Dir Vesar, you may come to go ahead and walk even 2,000 Amos from a Bika, is because it's two different cases. It's two radically different circumstances. One is where Nachrim are putting you in an enclosed area, and one is where Nachrim are putting you in an open area. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria simply say they're two dissimilar cases. So yes, we are not concerned that one is going to learn from. We're not concerned that if on Shabbos, on the first Shabbos, Reuben is taken by Nachrim and he's put in a Dir Vesar and he has an entire enclosure, we're not concerned that the next Shabbos, when he's taken to an open field, he's going to automatically assume that he has 2,000 Amos. Those are two dissimilar cases. But in a case maybe of Tiltul Atu Hiluch, maybe they would be concerned, still in the case of where, let's say, Rabbi Osai, your Tchum ends in an enclosed area, maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Gamliel would still be concerned that we don't want you to throw an object past the Tchum, even though technically you have the halachic license to do so, out of a real concern that you may come to go ahead and follow it. But what the Gemara is just saying simply is, you've equated two concepts that in reality have nothing to do with each other. Just because Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria are not concerned that you're going to extrapolate the halachos from the deer and apply it to the bika, has nothing to do with Tiltul Atul Hiluch, or Hiluch Atul Tiltul. Similarly, Av Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Kiva Nami Mimai de Mishum de Gazrihu Dilma Mishum de Kasafri Ki Aminan Kala Bayis Ka Arba Amos Dami Hani Mili Hecha de Shavas Ba Aver Mechizos Miba Ol Yom. Why do Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva say, well, say in the case where the Nachrim put me in an enclosure, in the deer, in the corral on Shabbos, why do Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva say that I owe me Abdalar Amos? Because we'll say very simply, when is an enclosed area counted as Dalet Amos? When is the entire enclosed area counted as Dalet Amos? That's only when Rabbi Osai. When I was there at the onset of Shabbos, when I established that as my Makom Shvisa, Aval Hicha Dolo Shavas Va'aver Mechitzas Mi Ba'od Yom, Lo. But in the case of where I did not go ahead and set up my Makom Shvisa there at the onset of Shabbos, then the entire enclosed area is not called Dalet Amos, and literally all I would have is Dalet Amos. So also the Gemara says, we'll just do another line. The Gemara says, Amarav, Rav says, Hilchisa ki Rabbi Gamliel bedir v'sahar usvina. So Rav says, the halach follows Rabbi Gamliel in a case of a deer and a sahar. So deer v'sahar means what? In the case of where Nachrim transported me and put me in a corral on Shabbos in a closed area. So the halach follows Rabbi Gamliel, that's what? That l'maisa, I can walk, throughout that entire enclosed area. That entire enclosed area is called my Dalet Amos. And similarly, Usvina. Same thing with a boat. that Lemaisa, a boat also is considered to be Maidal Ramas. I can walk and traverse the entire boat on Shabbos. Ushmuel, Amar Shmuel said, Hilchasakra v'gamliel b'svina, aba b'dir v'sahar lo. But Shmuel says the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel in the case of a deer and a sahar, but in the case of the corral. But with the sina, the halacha is not like that, right? We'll see. We'll stop over here. We'll stop over here.